Welcome back to another segment of Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920 The Answer. In this segment, HGTV Smart Home is coming to Atlanta in 2024. What does that mean? And what is a smart home? Like, how does something qualify as a smart home? I've lived in many homes, don't know if they were smart or not. We need to dig into the details. My name is Cleve Gaddis. You're listening to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio, where our goal is to help listeners go from real estate novices to experts so home selling and buying can be done with total confidence and without all the worry that is so typical with life's biggest investments. I talked earlier in the first segment, I think it was, about my daughter, Stacy, my third daughter, who is a nurse here in Metro Atlanta. I have two daughters that live in Metro Atlanta, one in Denver and one in Knoxville, Tennessee, although she will live in Atlanta soon. And she's buying a house. And I don't really want to make decisions for her because she's an adult. If she has all the information she needs to make those decisions, she can make good decisions. So my job and the job of everybody working with her in a transaction, the lender, the closing attorney, the title agency, everybody, the homeowner's insurance agency, is to make sure she knows everything she needs to know so that she can make the best decisions. Now, does everybody look at it that way? I don't think they do. I think in some cases people are just trying to look to get paid. But the reality is, with a real estate agent, you need to have somebody that'll tell you the truth, even when the truth might dissuade you from either selling your home or making a purchase. Remember, we want to connect. We want to talk to you, and it's easy. Go to gogaddisradio.com. That's GOGADDIS radio.com. You can ask questions that we answer on air or off air. You can make comments on anything we say on the show. You can push back or challenge things we say. You can share ideas with us, especially ideas about how to sell a home for more, how to buy a home for less, you know, how to increase curb appeal, maybe some very fun features that you have in your home. You can also request that we do additional research on your neighborhood to help you understand as a homeowner in your neighborhood whether or not you have a particular advantage. It's very interesting, and it's unusual to be able to have a three-year snapshot of one subdivision or one city or one zip code or one elementary school district, and it really helps you understand what's happening in that area real estate value-wise. And we're happy to feature your neighborhood in our neighborhood spotlight, which is typically in the fourth segment. And you can subscribe to our podcast. We're available on every major podcasting platform. And we would love for you to be a podcast subscriber. HGTV Smart Home is coming to Atlanta. I don't know if you're an avid HGTV watcher, but Ann Daniels, who writes most of this show for me, is, believe it or not, the HGTV Smart Home 2024 is headed to Atlanta. It's being built. It is a remodeled home that's being built here in Metro Atlanta. It's being built with a sophisticated and timeless design, blending an innovative mid-century style in a home that perfectly celebrates the city. And you can bet that Ann Daniels for sure will be entering the sweepstakes every day, hoping to win the home. I did research, and you can win either the home or you can win $650,000 in cash if you want to register for the sweepstakes, but you don't want to have to move to Atlanta. Construction on the exterior of the home began in September 2023 and lasted through January 2024. It's got an owner suite on the main level, three bedrooms upstairs, two backyard decks for entertaining. They say anyone would love to call this home. It's not the first time that HGTV has been to our beautiful city. Previously, the sweepstakes highlighted the luxuriously furnished HGTV Urban Oasis 2014, an approximately 2,000-square-foot apartment located in Atlanta. Don't miss your opportunity. Go to HGTV.com. Go to HGTV.com and sign up for the sweepstakes. Here is hoping that one of our lucky listeners may be the winner this year. If you're a listener of the show and you do win, I would love for you to let us know. And it's easy to go to GoGaddisRadio.com and let us know. Go register and good luck. Now that we've talked about HGTV smart home coming to Atlanta, what is a smart home? According to Investopedia, A smart home refers to a convenient home setup where appliances and devices can be automatically controlled remotely from anywhere with an internet connection using a mobile or other network device. Devices in a smart home are interconnected through the internet, allowing the user to control functions such as security access to the home, temperature, lighting, and home theater remotely. And before I get started, I have embraced having a smart home, and I've done most of the stuff in my home myself, not everything. And so you're probably wondering, well, what are the features that Cleve considers makes his home a smart home? Number one, I have a Wi-Fi controlled front door lock. I can assign a password to each of my daughters, to the people who come in and help me work, to people who deliver mail or things like that, and they punch the password and they go right in. And I know when they enter the house, I know when they leave. I can, if I forget to lock the door, I can lock it from my phone. If I'm up in the primary suite on the second level, I can lock my front door. I also have a Wi-Fi connected garage door opener, so I can open and close my garage door from anywhere. And when I leave my home and I close my door, it confirms the door is closed. And 10 minutes later, it confirms that the door remained closed. So if it doesn't remain closed, I know. I also have a Ring security system. I have cameras on the first level of my house, one on the second level of my house, cameras on the front of my house, and on the back of my house. I used to have two dogs that stayed at home, and the cameras on the inside were for me to be able to see if people were coming in and out and feeding them correctly when I was out of town. Unfortunately, I had to put my old black lab to sleep a couple of months ago, and my little Chihuahua Dachshund mix actually went to live with my oldest daughter, who has three other dogs, and he is living the time of his life. I miss him terribly, but he is living the time, he is having the time of his life. And so I have a Ring security system. I can watch the videos from anywhere on my phone. I can set an alarm. I can disarm it. I can do all of those things. I also have Wi-Fi controlled light switches. So they're by a company called Leviton, if I remember correctly. I have an app on my phone. So if I get in bed at night, I can look at my Leviton app. I can see that I left the lights on in my office, and I can turn them off without actually having to go upstairs. I also have a Wi-Fi controlled washer and dryer. So if I'm out and a load finishes drying, the system sends me a notification, and if somebody's at home and they can take them out, I can call them and make arrangements for that to happen. Or when I get home, I know what I need to do. I also have Wi-Fi controlled thermostats. I only have them on two floors so far. And in my prior home, I had the Google Nest. In this home, I have a different version, and I can't remember the name of it right now, but it's a little bit bigger. I just thought it was a little cooler look, and I love it because I tell it what temperature I want my floors to be, and that's exactly what happens. So I'm embracing smart home technology. As we discussed, you know, the devices are connected with each other and can be accessed through one central point: a smartphone, a tablet, a laptop, game console, whatever, door locks, televisions, thermostat, home monitors, cameras, lights, and even appliances such as a refrigerator can be controlled through one home automation system. A lot of them come with self-learning skills, so they learn the homeowner's schedules and make adjustments. My thermostats do that. Homes enabled with lighting control allow homeowners to reduce electricity use and benefit from energy-related cost savings, which is true. They'll also alert the homeowner if any motion is detected in the home on a security system, or call the authorities if you have your security system monitored. Services such as smart doorbell, smart security system, smart appliances are all part of the Internet of Things, IoT technology. Smart homes can feature either wireless or hardwired systems. Most of my stuff is wireless, but I do have a couple hardwired cameras. The downside to wireless is you got to have a strong signal. The upside to wired is they are more consistent and they're harder to hack, as I understand it. It says that hardwired systems are considered more reliable and are typically more difficult to hack. A hardwired system can increase the resale value of a home. In addition, hardwired smart home systems can be easily scaled. Therefore, it is often the default method when designing a new build or performing a major renovation. Here's a drawback. Home automation can be fairly expensive. I probably spent $3,000 having my light switches changed out for Wi-Fi light switches. But in my opinion, it is an investment that was well worth it to me. A smart home is important because it allows a household to become more energy efficient. In addition, it allows a household to save time and perform tasks more efficiently. In my new home that I moved to last July, I am so intently focused on having things that are convenient for me. And I know it seems something simple. I got a refrigerator on the main level. I got a little refrigerator on the second level. And I have all the water that I drink when I'm working on the third level. And I know that sounds like a little thing, but I want it to be convenient. And I'm sure that you want things to be convenient for yourself as well. If you purchased a home anytime in 2023, you need to remember to apply for your homestead exemption. It's easy. Go to moderntraditionsrealty.com/homestead-exemption and select your county to get more information. If you need to sell your home anytime in the next 6 months to a year, we believe we can get you $28,000 more than your neighbor sold his or her home for. If it sounds too good to be true, I say try me. Go to gogaddisradio.com, click on $28,000 more, put in a little information, and we will reach out to you immediately. For those who listen to our segment on what is a smart home, if you have anything that you've done in your home to make it a smart home that you feel like we need to know about, go to gogaddisradio.com and tell us. And if you're interested and willing, we'd love to have you on as a guest. We're going to take a quick break in our neighborhood spotlight. When we come back, we're featuring Old Atlanta Club in Suwanee, which is really Forsyth County, Suwanee. Suwanee's in Gwinnett County. And FinTech, what exactly is it and how might it affect the real estate market? We've got those subjects and more. Stick with us. We'll be back.